A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, see, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him and heed his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Verbum Domini. The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways.
The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shade of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge.
The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways.
His faithfulness is a buckler and a shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the devastating plague at noon.
The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways.
No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. The disciples approached Jesus and said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father.
Verbum Domini.
Celebrate today the memorial of the holy guardian angels And we know that God has given each of us a guardian angel for our protection and guidance, as our readings today refer to them. In the reading from the book of Exodus, we heard, "See, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared." And in the gospel, "Do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." St. Bernard would comment that God has given his angels orders to watch over you in all your ways. He adds, "These words should fill you with respect, inspire devotion, and instill confidence because of their protection. The angels are at your side with you and are present on your behalf. They are there to protect you and to serve you. But even if it is God who has given them this charge, we should nonetheless be grateful to them too for the great love with which they obey and come to help us in our great need." And so it's very good for us to get to know our guardian angels. St. Francis de Sales would recommend the following: "Make friends with the angels who, though invisible, are always with you. Often invoke them, constantly praise them, and make good use of their help and assistance in all your temporal and spiritual affairs." So again, our guardian angels are here to protect us, to inspire us, to warn us at times, and to do whatever they can to assist us along the path toward heaven. And each of us has an angel by our side who loves us and is trying to assist us in this earthly pilgrimage. And it's good for us to often recall their presence and ask for their help. They are powerful intercessors with God, and they constantly see his face. We also pray with the holy angels at each holy mass. St. John Chrysostom said that the angels stand by the priest, and the whole sanctuary and the space around the altar is filled with the powers of heaven in honor of him who lies on the altar. Not only is it good to pray with the holy angels and to ask their intercession, their help, it's also beneficial for us to imitate their example. They have humbly submitted to God's holy will. They are in heaven because when they were tested, they humbly obeyed God and his will, while those angels who rebelled refused to submit themselves to God's holy will and God's plan. So we can seek to follow their example by submitting ourselves to God's will and seeking his will above all other things in life. The angels are also good examples of combining contemplation and action. They behold the face of God, they contemplate the Holy Trinity, but they're also actively engaged in serving our spiritual needs here on earth. And we seek to imitate them by a life of generous prayer and by contemplation, while also giving ourselves to serving others and carrying out our responsibilities. St. John Vianney would say, "Our guardian angels are our most faithful friends because they are with us day and night, always and everywhere. We ought often to invoke them." Now, the late Father John Horgan, in his book on the angels entitled "His Angels Are at Our Side," he wrote regarding the faithfulness of our guardian angels. He said, "The angel is our faithful companion. Even if we fall into serious sin, the angel does not leave us, but continues to try to inspire us to turn back to God. He may do this interiorly by speaking to our heart, or he may do this through the assistance of other people and the circumstances of our lives, especially if we become hardened to inspiration. The angels never give up, and so their care is a model for us of the love that we should show to those who have fallen away from the faith, given up the practice of the sacraments, or otherwise turned away from God. Angels are completely faithful, and so they inspire us to be faithful too." And we know they never take a break. They're constantly helping us, assisting us in this life. Again, Father Horgan, and by the way, he died just a few years ago, but he taped a good number of programs here with EWTN, a very faithful man and holy man. But he shared in that same book that he wrote about the angels a profound experience that he had had as a hospital chaplain. He said, "I was once attending to a man who was not a Catholic, but whose first wife had always been very serious about the faith. Even after their marriage came to an end, she never stopped praying for her husband. He had promised her that he would be baptized before he died, which she never forgot. Her life was difficult after he left her, but she persevered in her trust in God, and she raised her children with her own deep faith. When her husband developed cancer, his second companion left him and he was alone. But his faithful wife came to his side, watched over him in the hospital, even bringing her now adult children to be reconciled with him. She did all in her power to bring comfort to his last days and to encourage him to a better relationship with God. But still, he refused baptism. I went to visit him regularly, but I had no success either. But she said to me, "Father, I'm praying to his guardian angel and to my guardian angel. I'm sure he will be baptized." One Sunday morning, I stopped by chance to visit the man. I asked once more, "Will you be baptized and accept the grace of Christ? You know that the Lord has been calling you for all these years, and you've seen the evidence of his love and the faithfulness and devotion of your good wife." The man answered, "Yes. Father, I know what I've done. I know how I've lived. I'm sorry for everything, and I ask the Lord's forgiveness. I want to be baptized." I began to prepare the oils and the holy water for baptism, but as I was about to begin the ritual, unmistakably, I heard a voice within my mind that said, "Now." And so without any further delay, I took the water in a small medicine cup, poured it on the man's forehead, saying the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And before I could say amen, he died. There was no distress. He simply closed his eyes and was gone. He had gone home to God. His nurses and his family were amazed by this, but what I remember most is the look in his wife's eyes. With his last breath, he had accepted the grace that his wife had implored for him for so many years. Her faith and goodness, fire tried by years of suffering, had grown so strong that it broke down all his interior resistance and called down the infinite love of God made man. So you see here certainly the interaction we have with the holy angels, that sometimes you get that little inspiration, "Now, do this now." And so we want to be, of course, receptive, right? And the closer we are to the Lord, we want to also cultivate this interior silence, that we are attentive to the Lord speaking to us, to our guardian angels inspiring us as well. But one final piece of advice from a saint regarding our guardian angels. This is from Saint Jose Maria Escriva. He'd say, "If you remembered the presence of your angel and the angels of your neighbors, you would avoid many of the foolish things which slip into your conversations." And it's been noted by Pope Pius XII just 5 days before he died that he met with a group, or he said to a group of Americans about the angels, "You will spend, God grant it, an eternity of joy with them. Begin to know them now." So remember our guardian angels in a special way today. We thank God for the great gift of these companions, these guardians that God has given us to help, to protect, and guide us along the way. We ask for the grace to be more aware of their presence each day, to converse with them, to ask for their assistance more often, knowing that they are always with us and are working for the good of our souls.